Hello, and welcome to This Week at Charlestown Road, a branch of the Heavenbound podcast. My name is Jason Harden. I'm here with Roger Schaus. This is where we reflect on the weekend that was. We dig a little deeper into a recent sermon to give you something to think about as this week unfolds, but also preview what's to come this next weekend at Charlestown Road. Roger, this is the beginning of season three this week. We already had one episode, your Jumpstart Rewind, on Monday. We took a little bit of time off at the end of 2021. I missed these conversations.
I have too, and I'm kind of glad it's not like a TV show we get canceled. I'm glad we have a growing audience, and it's encouraging for us. And we hope it helps you in your walk with the Lord, and each day just gives you a little thing to think about and kind of help you.
So if you are new to the podcast, on Wednesdays, we spend a little bit of time looking back and allowing some of those seeds that were sown on Sunday maybe to sink a little deeper into the hearts of our church family. We have a number of listeners who aren't local here, but they watch from a distance, they listen from a distance, and even they are encouraged, it seems like, by our midweek discussions. We give a little bit of a preview, obviously, of what is going on and what our church family can expect over the course of the next few days, but this seems like an especially good time to revisit, remind. Repetition is a really big deal when we're talking about plans and themes and ideas, and each first Lord's Day of a new year, Roger, for a number of years, you here at Charlestown Road, prior to my moving to work with you, we did the same thing in Columbus. We introduce a big idea, a focal point for the year. Before we talk about what you introduced on Sunday, why do you think that's valuable to have a theme for the entire year?
Well, here at Charlestown Road, our theme is more than just a title that we kind of throw out there in January and then we forget about it. It really becomes the skeleton of the congregation. And a lot of thought, a lot of planning with the leadership here goes into where this congregation is, where we think they ought to be, what direction we want to go with the Lord. And so we put a lot of forethought into that. And then once that theme is developed, it becomes, like I say, the skeleton. And so our Bible classes are built off of that theme. When we bring in outside speakers, and we have several of them coming in this year for different reasons. We have a summer series. We have a VBS. And all of those things kind of wrap around that theme. And so we just kind of keep pounding that theme because it's something that we believe is foremost. It puts before us in a simple phrase where we want to be this year and what we're trying to do.
Yeah, one of the things that I really enjoy about those sorts of things, they, especially if you continue to talk about them throughout the year, bringing people back to the hub over and over again over the course of 12 months, it really comes to be a part of the vernacular. People use these phrases. You and I use these phrases. And so, for instance, when I was blessed to move here back in 2017, you had already for 5-6 months been talking about life the way it was meant to be. We still use that phrase.
Absolutely. And just a couple years ago, we were talking about heaven bound. Mm-hmm. That's in the DNA of this congregation. We just talk about that a lot. Last year was rise and build, coming out of the COVID and all the hardships we have. And so these themes are not just one and done. We say them, and then we put them on the bookshelf, and we forget about them. They become a part of our life, and we build upon that each year.
All right. So 2022, we are in the first full week. What is our theme for this year?
Our theme is I am His and He is Mine. And that comes from one of our hymns we sing. It's the hymn In Christ Alone. And we will be using that for our summer series this year. But in that hymn, it's kind of a rarely new hymn written in the 2000s. The hymn writer talks about that very phrase, I am His and he is mine.
Comes from the very end of that third verse where the author, the lyricist, has talked about Jesus' life, his death, his burial, his resurrection from the dead. And he goes on, these lyricists go on to say, as Jesus stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. What a powerful phrase.
And it's not just because it's in one of our hymns. That's really the theme in so many passages of our Bible. As we talked about Sunday in my lesson, Paul would say in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who's in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? Well, if we're not our own, then who are we? Well, I am his. That's the answer. I am his. The very next verse of 1 Corinthians 6 says, for you have been bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body. He would tell us in the book of Galatians and in chapter 2, that famous verse, verse 20, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live. Well, if it's no longer I who live, who's living then? I am his and he is mine. And so that phrase, that concept, that theme runs through the New Testament. It's more than just going to church on Sunday. I go to work or school on Monday and I do this on Saturday. This is who I am. This is who I am. This is my character. And this is who I've become. I belong to Jesus. And so that's what we're going to be building upon this year.
So there are a number of different layers, obviously, that we try to construct around this spine of a theme for the year. One of them is some basic focal zones, if you will, for the quarters. And you have in the booklet that we handed out, of course, we're making the booklet available as a PDF as well at charlestownroad.org. But each one of those quarters, we've got a basic phrase that begins to put some flesh and bones and muscles on this spine. Why don't you walk us through those four quarter points, first of all?
Absolutely. And a lot of this came from our fall meeting last year when we really had a special meeting about discipleship and what a disciple did. So we kind of borrowed some of those expressions and put them in our theme here. So this first quarter, we're going to talk about a disciple of Jesus is word abiding. The whole idea that I belong to Jesus is based upon the Word of God, and I abide in that Word of God. The second quarter, a disciple is one who honors God. So a disciple, God-honoring, honoring him in worship, honoring him in his daily life, honoring him in his choices. Our third quarter is going to talk about a disciple is compassionate. And that's just another definition for Jesus. You see that all through the Gospels, Jesus was compassionate. And then our final quarter of 2022 is going to be a disciple is sharing. He is a servant of God. And so those words, sharing, compassionate, word abiding, God honoring, is really defining for us what it means to be, I am his and he is mine.
So, okay, we've got some basic focal points throughout the year. If you were not able to watch or listen, that very special meeting that Roger was referencing from just a couple of months ago, we would encourage you to go to charlestownroad.org. Just search for Edwin Crozier, and you will see that very, very good series that Edwin came up from Florida and presented for us. I still hear people off and on talking about that circle of discipleship that made such a good impression. So we've got a lot of good ideas, principles. Now, as we begin to go from the theoretical down to the level of human hearts and impact, how is it that we are going to learn together, Roger? What sorts of opportunities does this year hold?
Well, one of the things we're going to be doing is as we started this past Sunday, we're building our Bible classes around these themes and these sub-themes. And so Sunday morning, as we talk about this idea of word abiding, that's our first quarter theme, we're going to talk about how to study the Bible. And, you know, you hear that phrase a lot, study your Bible. And sometimes we think that's a multi-purpose vitamin. We think it's the Band-Aid to fix all things. But what does that mean, to study my Bible? You know, you tell your high school student, go do your homework. Well, is that the same thing? And so we're looking at the details of that. On Wednesdays, we're going to talk about the teacher Jesus. And again, word abiding is focusing upon that concept. And so as we go through the quarters, each of our quarters is going to be built upon that in our Bible class. So that's one way we kind of get into what this is all about.
That is our auditorium Bible class that the majority of our adults, of course, are a part of. And if you are interested in visiting with us, we would love to have you as a part of one of those. We've also got a building blocks track of studies in 2022. We learned a lot, grew a lot in 2021 along those lines. We're continuing, and on Sundays in that building blocks track of studies, we're going on a journey through the Old Testament, still revolving around Jesus. I am his and he is mine. But a lot of times it's sometimes challenging for people to understand why we have this huge first 3/4 of the Bible where Jesus isn't mentioned by name. And so in order to help us grow in our understanding that the Bible really is one big story revolving around Jesus, we're walking through the Old Testament in what we've called searching for the King. We don't always see these shadows that are cast by the Son of God into the Old Testament. And so this particular track of studies on Sundays helps us to get to know the story of the Bible better as it draws our attention slowly to this King that we've always needed and need absolutely in 2022. Okay, so we've got Bible class tracks. What else?
Well, what else we have is we're going to have a spring gospel meeting with Kevin Clark. Kevin is just a dear friend to this congregation. He's been here multiple times. Kevin is just a phenomenal preacher. He is a lawyer by practice, but just a preacher at heart. And he'll be coming for 3 days in March, and he'll be preaching to us just a simplistic word of God as he does. And again, that will help us to see this idea that I belong to Jesus so much.
I appreciated on Sunday that you drew out, listen, these dates are on paper, they're online, they're on magnets that you could put on your refrigerator. Let's plan around these things. If we are Jesus's and he is ours, let's prioritize these opportunities to draw closer to him together.
Absolutely. In June, we have our annual VBS. And for the teenagers up through the adults, we're bringing in our friend Kenny Moore. And Kenny will be preaching on the theme about faith and the faith that we hold. Once again, building on this idea that I am his, he is mine. He'll talk about a faith that gets stronger, a faith that endures, a faith that helps others, and a faith that can overcome. And again, just in a concentrated, short little way, is going to, again, build upon this very idea that we need to have hope in Jesus Christ, a faith, I am his, and he is mine.
One of our favorite events of the year, of course, is our summer series in the month of July and August on Wednesday evenings. You mentioned earlier that we're building on In Christ Alone. For several years, we've taken some hymn that has substantial lyrics, and we've just camped there for a couple of months. We've invited some very talented, heartfelt gospel preachers. The first Wednesday in July, Brother Tommy Peeler is going to talk about this phrase, In Christ Alone My Hope Is Found. Mark McCrary will speak to us about our cornerstone and solid ground. Bob Watson will talk Christ Who Took on Flesh. Kevin Harrington will walk through As Jesus Died, The Wrath of God Was Satisfied. Roger, you want to walk us through the month of August?
Yes, starting August 3rd, Ryan Goodwin was going to talk about Sin's Curse Has Lost Its Grip on Me. And then Terry Slack will be preaching on I Am His, He is mine. Straight from that theme, that is our theme. So we really look forward to that one. Later in August, L.A. Stopher will be preaching on He is My Light, My Strength, and My Song. Warren Berkley will be preaching on No Guilt in Life, No Fear in Death. And then our summer series is wrapped up with Ricky Jenkins preaching Here in the Power of Christ, I Stand. Again, preachers from here and there and just phenomenal talent, really helpful as we think about this. I am His and He is mine.
A lot of experience and wisdom represented in that list. A lot of men who love Jesus and have a heart for helping others love Jesus as well. We're looking forward to a new event for us here at Charlestown Road in the month of September.
We're taking a Saturday morning in September, and we're calling it a church leadership workshop. And this is not a selection of future elders or shepherds, but it's to go through leadership from a biblical perspective. And we'll have some breakout classes, and this is to get all the men in the congregation to understand that as one of the roles God places upon us as men is to be leaders. Leaders in the community, leaders at the workplace, leaders in our home, leaders in God's church. And so this is just a great one morning workshop that we're going to talk about this leadership and kind of get that thought within our hearts that I may be a single person. I may be a senior citizen. Doesn't matter. God has given me this wonderful role, and I need to see what this is all about.
That's mid-September. In late October, we've also got a slight twist on the typical fall gospel meeting.
We do. We're bringing in our friend Tim Stevens. Tim has authored several hymn books. His father was R.J. Stevens. Many know him very well as being a great singer of Israel, we might call him, as he was known so much for writing hymns. Tim does singing workshops all over the country. He's going to come in here in what we call a singing meeting. It will be a Wednesday through Sunday. He's going to work with us about improving our singing, helping our song leaders. Also, he's going to preach to us. And it'll be just a unique opportunity to worship God and honor Him as He deserves.
Another exciting opportunity that we've been looking forward to for a good long time is the relaunching of our small groups. We spent some time talking about that this past Sunday evening. If you've not had the opportunity to watch or to listen to that, I tied it to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 9 and really tried to show a worthy goal for 2022. Seeing people the way that Jesus saw people. Of course, that extends into lots of areas of life. Our small groups, I believe, help us with that. Opportunities to connect at a deeper level. Opportunities to serve within the context of our church family. Maybe brothers or sisters in Christ that we don't often interact with or perhaps don't know very well at all. Roger, there are just all sorts of things to be excited about 2022.
It's going to be a busy year, but it's an opportunity for growth. And as we often say here and envision here, it's like a banquet table. We're putting all these opportunities for you just to feast upon here and to serve. And now it's up to us to do it and to take advantage of them. It's just a wonderful, wonderful occasion to do these things. So many churches don't have this opportunity. So many churches do not have the resources or the drive to do that. But we're blessed here, and we want to just push it as far as we can for the Lord.
So you mentioned Bible classes a few moments ago. Of course, we're looking forward to tonight, Wednesday, 7 o'clock p.m. You've got a brand new class kicking off in the auditorium. Our audience hasn't missed one thing, so why don't you tell them what you have lined up?
Well, as we go through our classes, we're on Wednesday nights, we're talking about different aspects of Jesus. And so this first quarter, we're going to talk about the teacher Jesus. And we're going to look at Jesus as a teacher and the way He taught and who He taught. And it's interesting, more times than not in the Gospels, the disciples call Jesus teacher. They call Him teacher more than they call Him Jesus. And so that's important and significant. And we're going to look at that as how Jesus taught, and lots of pull-out lessons for us as we go through those things.
In our Building Blocks track of studies that's really built for families, if you've got a child or a grandchild from first grade all the way through high school, we've also got an adult class that is all going to be asking the question in the month of January, what is God like? Last January, 2021, we asked the really foundational question, who is God? This January, we're asking, what is God like? We've got a lot of opportunities to learn. If you've got children or grandchildren as young as about 6 months old, all the way through, we've got Bible classes ready and available. We would love to see you this evening at 7 o'clock p.m. I've got the privilege of preaching, Lord willing, this coming Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m. I'm going to bring us back to the hub for the year, back to that phrase, and really the first part of that phrase, I am His. That's an awfully radical thing to say in Western culture in 2022. And so we're just going to dig a little deeper into the biblical foundations of that. What does it mean, I am His? What does that imply? What does that demand of us over the course of the next year? And really, as disciples, for the rest of our lives. Roger, I think a week from Sunday, you're going to look at the second of those phrases, He is mine. But before that, on Sunday evening, this Sunday evening,
Paul would use the expression in Corinthians that we are a new creature in Christ. All things are new. And this still being a new part of a brand new year, we want to talk about that. What does it mean to be a new creation in Christ or a new creature? What's new? And we're going to kind of go down that road and talk about that then.
Seems like a very appropriate verse to end on as we're talking about all of these plans. That reminder from James chapter 4, the very end of the chapter, where the Holy Spirit through James reminds us, come now, you who say today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you don't know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. Those words were written 2,000 years ago, and we still don't know what tomorrow will bring. But one of the things I love about this theme is, we can know the Lord who reigns over it all. I am His, He is mine. What a great phrase to let settle in our hearts this year. Roger, thanks for joining me today. Thanks to all of you for listening to This Week at Charlestown Road, now in its third season. We're excited about that. We're looking forward to tonight. We'd love to see you at 7 o'clock. We're already looking forward to this Sunday, the best day of the week. We would love to have you come and grow with us.